CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 6th of July, 2025, and here's the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Don't miss tomorrow's RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar on UK bunkers on the air. Get involved with the GR2HQ challenge. And the RSGB appoints the new CW champion. The next episode of the Tonight at 8 series is tomorrow, Monday the 7th of July. Join the webinar Tony Hodge, M0TNI, and Jason Dale, 2E0JIV, will discuss their journey into amateur radio and what they enjoy about it and how they got involved in UK Bunkers on the Air. UK BOTA is a program and award scheme that encourages radio amateurs to activate Royal Observer Corps and other types of bunkers in the United Kingdom. The webinar will be live streamed on the Society's YouTube channel and special BATC channel, allowing you to watch and ask questions live. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/webinars. The IARU HF Championship Contest begins in less than a week, and the RSGB Contest Committee is encouraging both individuals and clubs to get involved. Join the contest. Headquarters stations represent their countries, with the RSGB's station, GR2HQ, being run by a network of about a dozen stations around the UK and islands. Get involved with the GR2HQ Challenge and work the stations between 1200 UTC on Saturday the 12th of July and 1200 UTC on Sunday the 13th of July. Certificates of achievement will be available for all stations, and those stations achieving high scores will receive certificates of merit. For the full rules, go to the GR2HQ Challenge page on the Contest Committee website via rsgbcc.org. The RSGB Board Director, Mark Jones, M0MGX, is delighted to announce that Laura Robertson, MM7BFL, has agreed to take on the volunteer role of the RSGB CW Champion. Laura will head up the RSGB's morse-related activities and become an advocate for the use of CW. In her role, Laura will also help the Society to take CW to new audiences, with an emphasis on learning and development to further the skills of its members. Laura is a member of CW Ops and volunteers in the CW Academy team as a co-advisor, primarily assisting EU-based amateurs who are enrolled on the courses. She's often active on the HF bands, using CW in POTA and SOTA activities, as well as from her home station. You can contact Laura via cwchampion@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB has received a lot of interest in supporting this role, and in due course it will be in contact with those who have said they would like to run a Morse support team. When was the last time you revalidated your licence? Ofcom notes that whilst it is a requirement to revalidate your licence every 5 years, it is recommended to do it annually. Put a reminder in your diary to revalidate your licence soon, as Ofcom has stated that it intends to implement phases 2 and 3 of the planned updates to the amateur radio licensing framework later this year. These phases include changes to new and intermediate call signs and rules for special event stations. You can find guidance on the process by going to the RSGB website and searching for license revalidation. as well as FAQs, you'll also find a link to a step-by-step video by Ofcom which shows you the process of revalidating your license using the online licensing portal. Bald Sea Radar Trust will be holding an event to commemorate the world's first airborne radar experiments. The event, on Friday the 15th of August, will take place at Adastral Park, the home of BT's research and innovation labs at Martlesham Heath in Suffolk. Presentation topics will include radar early days, airborne radar, and family histories. There will be two sessions open to members of the public. The morning session is aimed at people with little technical knowledge, and the afternoon session is for those with some technical knowledge. To find out more and book your ticket, go to baldseyradar.org.uk. Baldsey is B-A-W-D-S-E-Y. baldseyradar.org.uk, and click on Radar in the Air. If you're unable to attend this event, why not learn about radar history with a visit to the Bald Sea Radar Museum? Don't forget, as an RSGB member, you can save 20% on the ticket price. Visit rsgb.org/partner-museums to download your voucher. This year, International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend will run from 0001 UTC on the 16th of August to 2400 UTC on the 17th of August. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse entries located in over 40 countries. Registration for the event is open at indialimalimawhiskey.net. Now for details of rallies and events. There are two rallies on today. Too far for us to get to from Bristol now. The McMichael Radio and Electronics Rally and Car Boot Sale will take place on Sunday the 13th of July at Oak Trees Event Field, Cox Lane, Warfield, Bracknell. Postcode Romeo Golf 426 Juliet Echo. Traders are welcome from 8 a.m. The doors will be open for visitors from 9 until 3 p.m. The entrance fee is £4 per person. A trader's table costs £15 and this includes admission for two people. Now the special event news. Special call sign GB70RS is in use to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the RSGB's weekly news service, GB2RS, you're listening to it now, which has been running continuously since the 25th of September 1955. A team of amateurs is using the call sign on a variety of bands and modes, QSL via the Bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. For more information, visit rsgb.org/GB70RS. Members of Central USIMA Radio Amateurs Association, OH2AP, are active throughout 2025 as OF60AP to celebrate their club's 60th anniversary. QSL via Club Logs OQRS. For details of a certificate that is available for working the station, see tinyurl.com/OscarHenry2AlphaPapa25. Now the DX news. Dom KW7R is active as Victor 73 Kilo Whiskey from the Marshall Islands. He's there on a work assignment until September 2025. In his spare time, he operates CW and FT8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. George VU2DGR is active as Alpha Tango 44 India from Baruti Research Station. He's a member of the 44th Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica. The station was spotted recently on the 20-meter band using SSB. QSL via home call. Now the contest news. Today, the third 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The RSGB VHF National Field Day started at 1400 UTC on Saturday and ends at 1400 UTC today. using Almos on 6'4" and 2 meters and 23 cms. The exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. The RSGV VHF fixed station contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday and ends at 1400 UTC today, using all modes on the 6, 4 and 2 metre bands and 70 and 23 centimetre bands. The exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Tomorrow, the 7th, the RSGB 80-metre CW Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using CW on the 80-metre band, the exchanger signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 8th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 70-centimetre band, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the 8th, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 70 cms band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the RSGB 432 MHz FDH activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, using FT8 on the 70-centimetre band, the exchanger's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 9th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC, using FT8 on the 77 band, the exchanger's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 10th, the RSGB 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. The GR2HQ challenge starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 12th and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 13th of July. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanger signal report and ITU zone. UK's in zone 27. The IARU HF Championship starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 12th and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 13th of July, using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanger's signal report and ITU zone. The UK is still in zone 27. On Sunday the 13th, the UK Microwave Group 24, 47 and 76 gigs contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC using all modes on 24 to 76 gigs frequencies, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 3rd of July, 2025. It looks like the Space Weather Prediction Center, which applies a forecast for NOAA, was overly cautious last week. Despite predicting geomagnetic disturbances, we had quite a calm week. The KP index rose to 3.33 on a few occasions, but that was it. We ended up with settled geomagnetic conditions and a solar flux index in the 120 to 130s. A warning about the impact of a coronal mass ejection, CME, which left the Sun on the 28th of June, appeared to come to nothing. That made a much-needed change to the unsettled conditions of previous weeks. As a result, maximum usable frequencies, MUS, over a 3,000 km path have been above 21 MHz. At night, MUS over the same path have been consistently above 14 MHz, which is normal for this time of year. In the summer, we can expect to see nighttime MUS being consistently higher than in the winter due to the change in ionospheric chemistry. Unfortunately, this also means that daytime MUS are lower than in winter, leaving 28 MHz open to sporadic E instead. According to DXMatch.com, it appears that most sporadic e-openings on the 10-metre band have favoured the southeast of the UK towards Italy, Turkey and Greece. Now back to F2 layer propagation. On the 20-metre band, E51JD, operating from the South Cook Islands, was spotted on SSB by Lorry GCUML on Thursday morning, KH7AL/KH9 on Wake Island, and T30TTT on Kiribati have also been worked on the 20-metre band using FT8. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 125 to 145 range. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be quiet, apart from the period around the 11th and 12th of July, when the KP index may rise to 4. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. This hot weather has provided some nice marine tropo around the coast recently, as hot, dry air advects across the cooler, moist surface there. We've also been able to see the duct move inland in the evenings. The hybrid weather pattern of low pressure to the north of Britain and high pressure to the south will continue to build some tropo paths, particularly across the Channel, Biscay and North Sea. Northern areas of Britain will see occasional fronts and active weather systems, together with breezier weather, making tropo unlikely here. The higher pressure to the south means that rain scatter may not feature much, unless isolated thunderstorms develop when weak weather fronts eventually reach these southern areas. In the north, it's a different matter, and there will be some heavier rain that might produce some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Meteor scatter did very well during June, with several important showers to boost chances. July offers two showers. The first is the low hourly rate Alpha Capricornids, and the second is the Delta Aquarids. Both of these peak around the 30th of July. There have been some minor auroral events recently, and it's always possible that solar activity could lift the KP index high enough, but we're not expecting great things. Keep a check on the KP index at spaceweather.com to see if anything's happening. The sporadic e-season has had occasional good days. For much of the time, the focus of activity has been too far into Europe for the whole country to take advantage of it. To be in the coming week, the position of the jet stream suggests paths to northern Europe and the Baltic will offer best results. Later in the week, the emphasis shifts to the Balkans and Italy, and then to Iberia. The moon reaches apogee tomorrow, the 7th, where path losses are their highest. Moon declination is negative all week, with the lowest, most negative, on Wednesday the 9th. 144 meg sky noise is moderate, but increasing to a high of around 2,300 Kelvin on Wednesday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links for known. This is my 2 metres broadcast for Bristol and South Wales. Starting with the Bristol area, Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the 4th Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, or Somerset, BS28JT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS164NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Shorehampton Amateur Radio Club, Friday. Members are meeting for a CW night from 7 p.m. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation license course soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/SierraBravoAlphaRomeoCharlie25. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. This Wednesday, the 9th, Gary G7NVZ will be presenting an overview of the 145 Alive events. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Weston Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. In Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sunny Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood Amateur Radio Society, on Friday, there's a meeting at Islwyn High School, NP12 0NU. Chepstow District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Newport Amateur Radio Society, Thursday sees a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for tour communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7:30, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.